After avoiding the commissary of police, a number of door shutters and the fireman, after meeting the rat catcher and passing the man in the felt hat unperceived, the Viscount and I arrived without obstacle in the third cellar, between the set piece and the scene from the Wadalore. I worked the stone, and we jumped into the house which Eric had built himself in the double case of the foundation walls of the opera. And this was the easiest thing in the world for him to do, because Eric was one of the chief contractors under Philippe Garnier, the architect of the opera, and continued to work by himself when the works were officially suspended during the war, the siege of Paris, and the Commune. I knew my Eric too well to feel at all comfortable on jumping into his house. I knew what he had made of a certain palace at Mazanderan. From being the most honest building conceivable, he soon turned it into a house of the very devil, where you could not utter a word but it was overheard or repeated by an echo. With his trapdoors, the monster was responsible for endless tragedies of all kinds. He hit upon astonishing inventions. Of these, the most curious, horrible, and dangerous was the so-called torture chamber. Except in special cases, when the little sultana amused herself by inflicting suffering upon some unoffending citizen, no one was let into it but wretches condemned to death. And even then, when these had had enough, they were always at liberty to put an end to themselves with a Punjab lasso or bowstring, left for their use at the foot of an iron tree. My alarm, therefore, was great when I saw that the room into which Monsieur le Vicomte de Chagny and I had dropped was an exact copy of the torture chamber of the Rosy Hours of Mazanderan. At our feet, I found the Punjab lasso, which I had been dreading all the evening. I was convinced that this rope had already done duty for Joseph Bouquet, who, like myself, must have caught Eric one evening working the stone in the third cellar. He probably tried it in his turn, fell into the torture chamber, and only left it hanged. I can well imagine Eric dragging the body in order to get rid of it to the scene from the Wadalore, and hanging it there as an example, or to increase the superstitious terror that was to help him in guarding the approaches to his lair. Then, upon reflection, Eric went back to fetch the Punjab lasso, which is very curiously made out of catgut, and which might have set an examining magistrate thinking. This explains the disappearance of the rope. And now I discovered the lasso at our feet in the torture chamber. I am no coward, but a cold sweat covered my forehead as I moved the little red disc of my lantern over the walls. Monsieur de Chagny noticed it and asked, "What is the matter, sir?" I made him a violent sign to be silent.